And we are back as we are moving ahead into 2016 and tips for a sustainable world, something very important for our planet. And Ellen Moyer is back to help us with some tips on that. Ellen Moyer is a PhD, environmental consultant, author, and speaker, and is a regular contributor to the Huffington Post and is currently working on her third book, which she stopped to call in to do this segment. That book is about having fun creating a sustainable world and with tips for creating and living in a sustainable world. Ellen Moyer, you can find her at ellenmoyerphd.com. Ellen, welcome back to the HealthyLife.net News at 7.
Thank you, Jay. You know, it's amazing how ordinary people with no technical background can move mountains to help the environment. A woman named Marion Stoddart transformed an open sewer into a wild and scenic river. I interviewed her recently to ask how she did this. The keys to success she shared are relevant to all of us in whatever we are trying to accomplish. And as she transformed the river, she transformed herself. In the 1960s, the Nashua River, which flows through New Hampshire and Massachusetts, was biologically dead and one of the 10 most polluted rivers in the United States. It was a different color every day depending on what was discharged that day, and its stench could be smelled more than a mile away. Back then, it was legal to dump sewage and industrial waste into rivers. In 1962, Marion Stoddart moved to the area with her family and made it her life mission to restore the river to its pre-industrial condition. She pushed hard for federal and state legislation, which made the cleanup of the river possible. Then she persuaded municipalities to fund wastewater treatment plants. She founded the Nashua River Watershed Association to protect the river and educate people. A key objective was to permanently protect the land adjacent to the river. 200 miles of shoreline have been protected, and continuing efforts are seeded by contributions to a fund recently created on her 85th birthday. Animals returned, including fish, turtles, mink, otters, ospreys, and even bald eagles. People flock there to fish, boat, hike, and bicycle. The clean river boosted the economy of cities along its route. Today, segments of the river are candidates for wild and scenic designation. This would provide federal funding to preserve the river and bordering land due to outstanding scenic, recreational, ecological, and historical values. Stoddart attributes her success to a number of factors that are helpful for us to know about. She had a longing for a larger purpose. She wanted to do more with her life than simply make her family happy. She was inspired by others, including a radio program that asserted that with vision and commitment, one person can do the work of 1,000 people. She was inspired by the commitment and collaborative approach of a successful environmental advocate she knew. And Rachel Carson's Silent Spring further ignited her. She visualized the outcome she desired. One day, standing in her backyard, looking out over the fields and woods toward the reeking Nashua River a mile away, she created a vivid picture in her mind of the river and adjacent land restored to their original beauty, abundant with wildlife and attracting people as in times past. The vision never left her mind, and it eventually became reality. She made a lifetime commitment to herself to restore the river. She didn't know how she was going to do it, but she was certain that she would find a way. She did her homework, informing herself on the issues, players, politics, existing laws, and process for creating new laws. Collaboration was key. She contacted the leaders of local industries and organizations and city and town officials. She met with state and local leaders, stakeholders, and citizens, becoming their friends, listening, educating, and enlisting them in her vision. The chief executive of the largest paper company sent letters to the executives of other local industries to convince them that they would all benefit from clean water. He told Stoddart, "I'm tired of wearing a black hat. I want to wear a white hat, a white hat. Stoddart's team amassed thousands of citizen signatures protesting the condition of the river and presented them to the Massachusetts governor, along with a bottle of the revolting river water. Mayors and selectmen from all the riverside towns and cities, as well as legislators, photographers, and reporters, were in attendance. The bowled-over governor vowed to keep the bottle of water on his desk as a reminder of what needed to be done. She asked for all of what she wanted. Many thought Stoddart's goal of a clean Nashua River not only preposterous, but threatening to the local economy. She received death threats and her kids were teased at school. Senator Ted Kennedy toured polluted rivers in the Northeast with the Secretary of the Interior. At the airport, Stoddart and her entourage of hundreds of citizens greeted them, of course, with a bottle of putrid Nashua River water. The governor and other state officials also attended. As she prepared notes for a brief speech, Stoddart listed ways in which the public desired to use the river. She wrote, quote, fishing, boating, irrigation, swimming. Then she crossed off swimming, thinking the idea would strain credibility. As she was pondering whether to add swimming back in, the lieutenant governor leaned over and whispered in her ear, ask for swimming. If you don't, you'll never get it. So she asked for swimming, and she got it. She surrounds herself with positive thinking people, saying that when you work with positive thinking people, things move quickly and become synergistic and fun, magnetizing ever more positive thinking people to the effort. She sees challenges as opportunities, treating obstacles as exciting challenges. When blocked, she simply looks for another way. She's amazingly devoid of anger, frustration, or discouragement. She involves the media to create pressure for change and inform citizens that their voices are being heard. She never quits. A mayor remarked that in the 1960s, activists would visit polluted rivers to protest and make headlines, and then they would leave. By contrast, Stoddart was in it for the long haul with her relentless collaborative approach. She knows that the work will never be completed. Today, she continues advocating for the river and ensuring that laws are implemented and kept strong. Marion Stoddart provides a powerful example of overcoming seemingly impossible obstacles to manifest a vision through collaboration, passion, and persistence. She grew herself in the process and ended up accomplishing much more than making her family happy.
Ellen, where can our listeners find out more about these tips and you on your website?
Well, a link to my blog is on the website, as well as a lot of other information. So I'd love it if people would go to www.ellenmoyerphd.com, and that's spelled ellenmoyerphd.com.
All right. Thanks again, Ellen. And, of course, we look forward to hearing from you next time on the HealthyLife.net News at 7 with tips for a sustainable world.